I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Scream 6, another entertaining sequel this March that isn't pig-headed about its iconic leading star not being involved after Creed 3. Neve Campbell is out due to a contract dispute, but among those returning are Melissa Barrera back as Sam, Jenna Ortega as her half-sister Tara, and Courtney Cox as Gail Weathers. This time, the stakes are high as our surviving victims find themselves in NYC, where a familiar face is continuing to threaten them. Scream 6 allows Barrera to keep Sam at her own pace while trying to deal with the concept of her life and where she comes from because of how her father was revealed in the last film to be the first killer, Billy Loomis, and is labeled a villain thanks to the rumors and social media. Not a great combo, but she never succumbs to what society tells her. Obviously, the Halloween Ends creep didn't grasp that concept. Most of the twists are entertaining, while some are predictable, but they're amazingly acted once you see who the killers are this time. Some of the jokes are funny, and a lot of the newcomers and alumni are pros, and the NYC setting really pushes things further, especially when people are in Ghostface costumes in a subway. 3 stars. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.